not go back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Boom. Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it. Boom. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
You're tuned into the pages to the ends. It is on the podcast we all will do. Is you rocking for the name that's the show started. So, Monique is at it again, y'all. Monique is at it again. And she's out here calling D.A.B. Gay, Steve Harvey, Vlad TV, Tyler Perry fans. Yep. So, at this point, care what career she have left. One deal not game with that. I don't know why she's calling out Steve. I don't know why she's calling Vlad TV. We'll find out because it's a show that I watch called Make It Make that I watch too called Make It Make Sense. Thinking about it. So we are going to hear him explain that I'm going to give my opinion on this Monique topic. I have it paused. So, yeah, he's going to explain. Let's make it make sense. He's going to explain it all. Monique, he's gay and about Steve Harvey, Vlad TV, Tyler Perry, and fans. He's going to explain it all. So, yeah. I need some pop or something to drink. Because, I don't know about this. You might have came to a career you left. You might have to start doing independent films.
What? Okay. Victimized. Here we go.
That whatever was said is not for
me. Yeah. Thank y'all.
Whatever was said opened up a womb in my daughter. Talking about that. I've never had it. But the love of my children. Something Shepard, I can never forget. It happened. It happened for sure. My daughter called. It's going to happen. It shouldn't be crying. But she knew that she was going to even know about what happened to her before and what. And it just, I'll never forget, in a compromised situation where I was something I love my and to feel like I'm going to protect him, and that plays over it's something I won't.
So, you talked about it wasn't a brand of lessons, but when she brings your daughter having a very personal experience,
yeah.
She was victimized.
My dad is
still from that?
Yeah. But
okay, y'all. So he's speaking in. If you are new to this whole situation, BL Hughley and what happened? BL Hughley did in an interview that he was really close friends with a person. We don't know, man or woman. That is important because Monique brings it up later. He was such close friends with a person that his daughter came basically said the person was taking advantage of her. He didn't believe. And didn't really protect her. So when things got heated with Monique, yeah, and she was in a situation, I'm just going to be honest with you. Monique, I would not have known about anything involving his daughter being assaulted until you brought it up. So, just saying. If you even went to the mask, I would not have known, and a lot of people would not have known. So that's one of those things where even if you're going back and forth with him, you know, if you have your relationship with your son, then the same from it would be in the same sphere. The woman is now back and forth, she has been victimized. It is what it is. At this point, I don't think that they corrected, and the girl is there.
Whether you brought that, that makes a difference. When stuff, they don't want.
If they're triggered.
And they're triggered.
Yeah.
And you lash out.
Y'all, I get it. DL brought it up. But I'm saying for the masses, you guys might have known. I didn't know that story until it came out. So the person who was the subject of the story now back in therapy, and I think it's safe to say that, in my opinion, he victimized. He says, she repeated what he said. Right, Adrian, we got to think about the scheme of things. Nobody's reaching for a deep. Interview. Not that much. everything that happened, the Monique Shay Shay interview, the everything that said the Club Shay Shay interview has been magnified. Even if she brought it up, I think it's safe to say she could still apologize to the victim. Like, you know what? Going at your dad. And I was at the point of how I am because he's my family. But as a victim of assault, the victim is now again. When I heard he didn't say a word of his to me, that was all I needed to know about Dale Hewley, just in my opinion. But that does not mean that we can't say, hey, you reopened that wound for a woman. We don't know. We just know back in therapy. And I'm saying people like myself, I didn't know this story existed. I didn't know. Let me see what y'all say. DL is wrong. That's all. DL is wrong. I'm not saying DL is wrong. I'm saying I didn't hear the story from DL. I heard the story from Monique. But okay, so Monique, this is what she's going to, because I know people are like, why is she talking again? Monique told y'all, mentioned my name, I'm coming back. Mary says she was not victimized by adults. The kid that he did. Just opinion. Then if you don't know, my favorite line.
Have you heard of a cow?
Autumn, what's up? She's like, straight shooters, hit the like button. Oh, we got like 1,300. Definitely hit the like button. Let's get right to what Monique said. He went in on just about everybody. Eddie.
Oh, hi, sweet baby.
Happy girl.
I need you to, okay, I'm trying to. All right, y'all. We get ready to have a conversation. But y'all know this time, shit is through.
Are we doing better? Because Stephanie was up. We're not at the bottom of the screen.
Right. I'm going to say something to my, I believe it's Kevin. Listen, we're trying to get the screen with.
Wait. I know that this is true. You're saying that DL started to try the Cosby Show? Where did you hear that? It's alleged. We don't. This is not confirmed. Did anybody hear that? Just check. Yikes.
Our discussion today are going to be TAT. T-A-T. And it stands for?
Accountability and Trauma. And people just start to say something.
Yeah.
You know what? Oftentimes, there'll be some people that say, y'all over talking. Why y'all? Because one thing our community suffers with is silence. Been taught, keep in the house, don't say nothing. And then there's the trauma. Because what happens oftentimes in the house, we don't say anything, and then you live your life in that trauma. So the reason we continue to have these conversations is because it's in our community.
And I did say that there's a lot of embarrassment that we've been taught. Started from slavery, and that level of identifying you have a problem because we've been taught to get through it so we can go back to work. Sometimes we need to be working on ourselves and dealing with trauma that we experienced so we can be better when we go back to work. The catalyst of this conversation was due to the conversations that we would have and have had in the bathroom. Recently,
now we're bringing up
a gentleman. His name is Vlad. Vlad, since probably about 2018, and we're now in 2024, the individual's on his platform where he wants to speak about me as a piece of shit. I'm a bitch. I'm all kinds of names that he used in reference to me. Now, this is typically the time that I'm supposed to come back with my poked out, and I'm back. But I want us to understand that there's a different way in which to approach certain situations, because I don't take it personally. He said what he said.
See, my daddy had to say, you know, it ain't personal. When you keep hearing being attacked, and you know it's not true.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's still a little off to me. I'm not going to lie. I know that when people are getting frisky, they call each other mom or daddy. When she says my daddy, is a different connotation. It's more to you, Monique. She's love and light in this man. But for me, when I hear her say my daddy, I still be kind of cringe a little bit.
And you hear people give us with their opinions, but they don't with the facts. We put people in facts because our opinion doesn't matter. It's the facts that will always stand, because facts are facts. Your opinion is that, and you know what they say about an opinion. It's like an animal. Everybody has one. So I don't take any of it personal anymore. Okay, because you know that was a time. You had to
down.
But what I take it personal when it keeps attacking our community. That's when it's personal for me. And it's personal for me that this person have a platform, but oftentimes we're speaking the best of another, and we keep signing up. You want to talk this now, baby?
And in addition to that, the truth, our community worrying about who the truth is told about and just the truth, because we've been taught that based on who that person is, you don't go against them because of what they can do to you. And we don't understand, some of us, is what we don't understand, some of us, is that if you don't stand up against them, you don't know what they're going to continue to do to you. You don't know the boundaries of us emboldening them to do whatever they want to do to us. To me, that's off with a story about Adam and Eve. Road that we
the wrong road.
But as it relates to Vlad, I'm talking directly to you, my Caucasian brother from another. You've continuously made statements about us trying to restore you for the interview, when in actuality, the only thing we were looking to do is make sure that you did not own this image and all the tour.
Now, y'all, I didn't know what the hell they were talking about, so I had to do a quick little deep dive into some of these. So this is what they're basically talking about. Vlad's husband tried to steal our interview. That's why it aired. So, in his own words.
I'm not talking about blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yes, right. They were literally holding each other the whole time. I really mentioned this before, but since you, my man, I interviewed Monique and her husband.
Yes,
right. They were literally holding people like this. Weird.
So I'm not talking about blah blah blah.
She called him daddy. That. So
the whole time they were like
yes.
This, and it was a really dope interview. Talked about how she was molested.
Yeah,
we talked about you know the precious and you know, the issues.
Which made sense.
It was a really dope interview.
Yeah,
and you know when I have. We sit down and do interviews. I know with you, you are. We have people sign.
That's right,
right. And sometimes, well, I don't want to sign, but you know, I just give you a verbal release. You know, yeah, commission. You know, and
yeah,
that's it. We're done. Cool. Her husband was like, well, we just want to review the song first. Cool. He's like, no, it's gonna be a big deal. Cool.
Right.
All right, fine. So we filmed the interview.
Yeah.
When it's released, for, oh, my lawyer wants to look at it. Okay, cool. We're waiting like a week. We're waiting. So we got to like 3, and the lawyer responded.
Right.
And they sent a modified form. The form said that they acknowledge it to me for a year.
What?
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
What the f- they went, what?
Yeah, and I'm like,
no.
We
to film me. You sat down with us. Like, does Breakfast Club own the footage? Do you own Breakfast Club footage?
Right.
Do you own Sway in the Morning's footage?
Now, the thing, I'm glad it's a culture, but I've never heard of someone saying, YouTube doesn't even say that. That's like YouTube saying, you, content creator, have done all the work. Not only are we going to get cut, but after 1 year, the money you make on the video is ours. You can't, like, that would be crazy. So although Vlad is not my favorite person, that doesn't sound like an atypical contract that you signed for an interview. You're not Barbara Walters. You see, I'm going to let you run this, and then after that, I own it. So if I just don't want that interview anymore, I can take it. And if I want to profit off of it, after you did all the legwork and paid for it, it's mine. And I don't even like Vlad. So back to Monique.
And it was up with you that we confirmed on May 7th, 28th, was scheduled for the event of that same week, which is 5 days away, depending on how you look. Not give us the release until right before we had to do the interview with you. We had days in advance to get that information. I was taught, and we were taught, that you never sign any documentation until you're able to read that and you have somebody read it for us. You keep framing it as if when we told you we couldn't right there, you said.
Judy says, I'm on her husband. I can find another to swim. I don't know why she was going to do that interview, to be honest with you. Vlad a couple years ago is no different than Vlad 8 years ago. This is what he does. He definitely does benefit Black people. But how they were going to do it in the first place.
I allowed them to still do the interview. Remember, you had I reach out for Monique now to be on the platform. So you were not doing us any favor in reference to allowing the interview to continue. You're trying to reach out for yourself. And we had our attorney look at it. Essentially, when we saw the language that you were in all purpose, which means once you sell your catalog, it was explained to us, and we understood it as there was a possibility that you sold that interview to with your other, that you owned in all perpetuity. They could cut it up and use it in any way in which they fit, which means we have no control over it. So standard entertainment industry, when you go on different platforms, they give you a license agreement, and they X amount of time in which to use this, and you either approve it or you, in your situation, we approved it. However, what happened was, once we were looking to give you the licensing agreement, and you rejected it because you own it, and which you did, and we're trying to have control over money, if you had a chance at you and the interview you had done because we didn't know you. We're going to jump into the conversation or email you last sent to me on April 2nd of 2022 that is different from how you've been talking about me recently. Might as well jump into it.
You know what, Daddy? Before we jump into it, I should explain something to you. Get to a place where there's no one-on-one. There's no, let me walk you, let me explain. So, and all, I didn't know what that meant. I had no idea what that meant. So I'm sure there were times in my career that I signed release forms not understanding what I was signing. It's just a release form. So you understand when you say that in all perpetuity, that means they own you. So I want to make sure you understand that if you're new to this business, game, something in front of you and saying this, if you did not go to school to read contracts or release forms. That's not what we do. So put in the hands of somebody that would know what an all-perpetuity means. Read this.
Y'all, so I did take time off. I got to get back in the algorithm. We only have like 2,200 in the chat, but we only have like 500. So if we could get like by the end of the live, that would definitely be helpful. It shows YouTube making videos with the like does in terms of what it does for the creator. It's a free way to support the channel.
It's from you, Vlad. And we got to talk directly to you because you seem to have a lot to say, but we want to let the community know what you sent to us. Sydney, in the spirit of working things out with Daniels, I would like to extend my hand and work things out with you as well. I apologize for what I said about you. I felt that other YouTube channels that did interviews with her were allowed to show the interview on their YouTube channels. I was only allowed to have it for a limited time. But regardless of my personal feelings, this was your business decision. This business decision and the way I reacted was unprofessional and immature. I would like to offer $5,000 for the interview. All of you signed a form that allowed us to keep the interview on our channel like every other channel. Sway, Comedy Hype, Breakfast Club.
She signed a release form for them.
Never. If that number doesn't work for you, I'm open to negotiating. I still feel it's a very important interview with an Oscar that discusses both her professional and personal life, especially at the time when the Oscars are discussed. Even if you choose to accept it, I still take responsibility for actions and we can get paid and work in the future. Congratulations on your family's continued success. And to us, we saw Daniels, did he public comment? Now, you need
to
respond.
I will. And just keep in mind, the reason why we're doing this is because the energy that he's getting now has gone back to, I'm a piece of shit, I'm this. I'm...
Yeah, who's interviewing for $5?
My response to Vlad was, hello, Vlad. First, thank you for the apology. However, if you're expressing of regret being made in the spirit of Lee Daniels apologizing to the community. Then remember, he published. That's the same case that ironically is the less than flattering things that you did about me. Obviously, in being in alignment with what is right, wouldn't the best place to apologize be public? As a man, please know, no offense to your name calling, as it didn't make any sense that you would have anything for me listening to our talk as you listen to yours, and I didn't hurt you. What hurt my heart is that our community doesn't there are no black people constantly bring white people on their platform to speak negatively about other white people, like you do as a white interviewer of black people. Your offer of $5,000 that you make a point with us, my friend. You see, we're principled individuals that are not moved by money. If spiritually, it doesn't make sense. When Monique says no major streaming companies offer $500K for an hour of work, or no to Tyler Perry, who offered Monique money his way, and he was sorry for whatever hurt and pain he caused Monique, but she declined in exchange for a public apology that cost nothing.
Now, that I don't remember. I don't remember in the conversations that they leaked that I'm just going to go ahead and pay you in lieu of a public apology. Does anybody remember? Sometimes I think Sydney be putting 20 on 10.
I ever he/she say to an interview for $5,000 or with you. My purpose for stating the action is twofold. One is to say that no amount of money would allow us to do a show with you as long as you are a part of hurting our community, constantly perpetuating beef. The second is a white man who gets into the it begs the question, why not use your voice intelligence for the good of the people to speak truth versus trash, even if it ain't going against the powerful? You're a cat. Why not use your brains to be a rebuilder as opposed to being a defender of black men and black women? The benefit of yourself and your family, please remember universal law of return. What you put out what you get back in return, and don't you and yours the best instead of yourself to be. Mm-hmm. To that end, if you're going to apologize, do it the right way. Not because I forget, but for yourself being you and yours deserve the best karma. And now you see, say, I am so difficult to speaking with people directly without being emotional, disrespectful, argumentative can be challenging to deal with, especially when it's coming from a black man.
Come on.
All the best to yours. Sincerely, Sydney Hicks.
Now, when y'all hear and that has emails because when y'all hear that, and then y'all still say, but why? Let me tell y'all something. I'm just in here saying, why? And get out of here. You know why? Because our community beat up and we're okay with that.
Monique told y'all get the hell out. Monique says she is done with y'all. Get out.
Okay, we're gonna follow this road all the way down. You go take a left, okay? Up here, past this tree here, okay? Once you get up here, you're gonna take a sharp turn. And over here, this is where you have fucked up at. Right here, this place.
Come on, get out.
We're okay to stand on the sidelines and say, since you ain't have, I ain't going to say nothing. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. And we're going to keep speaking, and we're gonna keep speaking loudly. We're going to keep speaking. So hope the next ones that come won't have to deal with this BS. Won't have to deal with this. Hopefully, when Vlad hears these emails.
That's the way he gave no response to.
Hear that. Hear Vlad. Maybe next guest you have on your platform, you won't readily our black community. You want so readily what about this and what do you think of what do you think about this?
I agree with Monique. I do think that benefits off beads. I didn't know he was paying people $50,000. Is that what he is on every week? What I will say is you paid to the interview before actually letting him out. Typically what management would do. So why didn't Sydney vet who he agreed to allow you to be with? I got to call it, you know, straight shooter. Oh, I got to call it. I see it. This is your manager. By your own admission, you said that you weren't familiar with what he's done and body of work. Why would your manager allow you to sit on that platform and conduct?
Our people, how many times have you seen white people away? Now, I'm not saying that there's any. I'm not saying that. But how many times have we seen people on Vlad? And Vlad is going against and asking what other white people. Why the rich?
Somebody said Boots the money. He sure is on Vlad a lot. And somebody said that Vlad was paying 50 racks. I didn't think it was broke, but he's on Vlad a lot. You know that Vlad is people.
Keep taking the bait.
How many times have we seen black people bringing white people on that platform consistently going on one another? It doesn't happen. So when my brother Damon speaks about culture versus opinion, this is the opinion of that culture to our culture.
And maybe Michael Blackston, I want to say to you, brother, thanks for not taking me because he saw me. You in what you said, which made us together. When you said, so why'd you give me the release form now? As I said,
right.
But you caught it. You caught it in that moment as he was trying to speak ill of your brother.
Nothing but respect to you, Michael Blackstone. In addition, there's a man named Godfrey out there.
Daddy.
We call him up because you know that's how we do. We call people up to get the same thing you see right. Years will be mine. And we called him because of the interview that he did with Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
And this epitomized what manhood is about.
Hold on. Got a couple of super stickers. Lakina, thank you so much for the super sticker. I appreciate it. Booty Buttons, I feel like Daddy and Monique are like hamster bunnies. with all this low heavy. Thank you, Boo. Hey, this is Park says Monique and Sydney, the coaches of morality. Hey, Ms. Park. girl says DR had said they had rectified the decision and brought it back up. I guess it kind of ripped the band-aid open, opened the wound. I didn't know that. Thank you, Kathy girl. Just said mommy and daddy are both annoying. Thank you for the super chat. Ali says Monique and daddy need to stop coming to work for class people with people problems, complaining about 500K hour work tone deaf. Now, I have heard before that tone deaf, so you're not the first time hearing that.
Been able to specifically to the that she's other than what she did here with Vlad, and it's saying no. And for black women out there, they gas you all the time. They want to constantly tell you how important you are. Meanwhile, they need you. So don't give in. Don't be gaslit, because for Moni, it's all irrelevant and unimportant. This man is talking about that interview for 6 years because of how relevant he actually is.
And I'm going to tell you something. It just took me there. You know what I'm going to and you know what I'm talking. I read Hattie McDaniel's story. I read Rosa Kitt's story. I read Ethel Wood's story. I made it my business to read stories. And all of them got the story. And if you don't believe me, go read it for yourself. They all got done dirty. They all got pushed away. They told they wasn't. They was all to apologize and do this and do that and do this. And the one was here, ourselves, with no money. And they left here knowing that they was fighting for the community. They told them they asked. So for those of you who keep saying, why are you talking? Damn it, the little girl that comes behind. The story gets different. Maybe 2 years from now, somebody might want to talk something about Monique. I hope that little girl knows, God damn it, don't give up. Don't let people talk shit on you. Don't be afraid to keep saying it. Be afraid to keep saying it. I'm so sick of reading them stories, and all of them left here. They left here. Never. All of them left here. Only hip here. All of them left. Feeling like they wasn't enough. Mistreated.
And if they do that, the woman has won the award. Who is the first female contestant?
Now, Hattie McDaniel did pass away in 52, and her net worth was only $10,000. So I don't know what that would equate to in present day, but she was an Oscar winner.
Have a sitcom to go into station in the last 5 years. Pardon me. To do what it is that she's done. They're going to do you at your job when nobody knows your name. Nobody knows your plight. People are afraid to stand up because you're just a black woman. That's, and black men, we got to understand this. Let us stop being and going against our black women and then ponder why we get mistreated. What are we going to get treated like? If we condemn and put down the very one, the black woman, that put us into existence.
And for the black women, let me be clear, because I see your comment.
Yeah.
You see that, baby daddy, because it's right there.
Okay.
Now, this is where she read y'all. I did just read up, though, that Nell Carter also died broke. And it said her poor management of funds played a crucial role in diminishing wealth over time. It is known that ongoing health issues worsen this financial struggle, particularly her battle with diabetes. So it says that her money management was the problem, not people took advantage of her.
Okay. When I see your comment, I was saying why she's... That tells me, number one, you don't have a man at all, or you don't trust that man that you have. But I want to know why he keeps speaking, because he's supposed to. That's what he do. Got anything
where's the king? Because when the king is talking, I don't need to talk. He's speaking on what needs to be spoken on. So for power, independent, boss, sister, your guitar are going to be alone. Man, if you don't treat him. And you have no standards for yourself, that's why y'all have a mindset next to me. I'm thankful next to me. I'm thankful that he says, you know what, mom, as long as I'm here, you ain't got
nothing. Monique said, are you lonely, non-having as men and women?
I said, okay. As long as I'm here, you ain't got to. So black men out there, some I'm ashamed of you. I'm embarrassed of you. Because when you get off on a black woman, you start speaking ill of a black woman that you don't even know what you're talking about. I feel bad in your life.
And I think that's the perfect segue to our brother D.L., who I thought was the knowledge brand. We had commentary.
Not a perfect segue to D.L. Hewley.
In reference to his daughter spoke up the reason why we and still offered to have a conversation with him.
No, this is the perfect segue to D.L. Hewley.
The situation was not out of fear of his daughter doing it. It was love for you, DL, because it would be no different than if we came up on, you might get a fight with Lil' down the road, but you see Tony's mama coming down the street with bags. You better put some bags. I'm not sure what happened to Tony. That's his mama, her daughter. We weren't going after you anymore. We weren't even going to keep up, but you went on, what is it, Jason?
Yes.
You went on Jason Lee's show, and you shared what?
That I am the cause of the rift between you and your daughter. D.L. Hewley, because you're too afraid to sit down with us, as we've said, let's have a conversation, and let's do it because you can really heal on how we resolve this. But you're running, and then you keep your mouth. And after we spoke on you last, I'm always like, cool. I watched you say, Jason Lee, you said, Monique, the reason I have a rift with my daughter, you're the reason we have a rift with your daughter, DL. Stop trying to run from the fact that you protect your baby. And let me be clear with you. I'm fighting for your daughter. Because I have a daughter, too, that had a dad to protect me when I told him I was molested. So I know what she's sitting in. I know what she's dealing with. I know she's a grown man. I know that brings. No shit that I brought to the table, you did, and what you did.
Now, in fairness, I could definitely see how that story could trigger. You are a victim of that type of abuse, and then you're in present day, somebody going through it. I could see how that could trigger.
I'm getting so sick of you. Accountability or responsibility for you, brother. Never would I try to family, like your daughter. That's not even in me.
Because she never said anything about him. She spoke about
it. I spoke about you, but it shows, too, the lack of manhood that you have to try to put it all on your and your daughter. The lack of man. And then I'm getting you making these comments about who daddy and as if I'm with a gay man. I'm tired of you, because here's the one question I would ask, brother. When you say, who's daddy's daddy? Who the hell is the friend? What kind of relationship did you and your man have that you would not protect your daughter? Maybe that's why your daughter is having a problem with you, because the reason is that you're a man and you don't want to end your relationship with this man. You
get, was it a man?
He's sorry. I'm sorry. You're right, daddy. He said his friend. So we don't know. And D.L., see, you can't win. Who's the friend?
She insinuated that the man was gay. Because you love the man more than you love your daughter. That's what she said. Now she then went full.
You suck the dick of a coward.
Who we don't know who took advantage of the daughter. Oh, I did. I don't know why I was a male. I don't know why in the back I thought he was a man. I don't. I could be wrong in the comments. If it was a man or if I ever heard him say it was a man or a woman took advantage of his daughter.
To make sure that friend doesn't talk to anybody else. Who's the friend? He's still so in love with the friend. Protect the friend. See, I don't mess with nobody, y'all. That's not how it works. But when you keep putting your mouth, you keep running, I'm just going back down, D.L. Hughley.
He won't. If you notice, Monique has not ever spoken in reference to anybody's business when they ask her about Will and Jada on TikTok. What did she say? That ain't my business. When Kevin Hart back in the day was having his challenges, he said, that's my baby, and I hope for the best of his wife and himself. That's not on my business.
Let me see. Mayo says it was the son of a friend. So why do you have so much respect for a kid that he would not be his daughter over a kid, his daughter's age? Oh, Lord. Rodney says, no ordeal for receiving a parent of the year. No ordeal. Are receiving a Parent of the Year award. How and ever low key reach with the truth. Thank you, Rodney. Hold on, some more super chat. Where did we stop? Scratching Mama, thank you so much. You let them scratch off. Butterfly Mama, I can get you back in the algorithm with something big. Let me know. Just DM me on Instagram. Make it make sense. Carol Chamberlain, thanks for being for 13 minutes. Your daddy talks so smooth and his is eating it up. You're shading the hell out of Sydney. Like I said, happy birthday, Mims and chat. Please hit the like button. Over 2,000 people in here, and you're appreciated. Thank you. I appreciate you. Bad business, I believe Mo. Vlad uses our community. F him. I'm with you. Sarah Morgan, super sticker. Pepper, ew. What were you talking about? So Nico says, keep me in. Thank you. Hey, Mrs. Parker said, Monique wants to go down in history so as a trailblazer, and she's going wrong and really going out bad. You are not the first person that I have heard make those sentiments about Monique in terms of her, you know, always responding. I do think that people should be able to respond, but I think that probably a crisis management team would tell her don't respond. Everything, because then it puts people in a space where maybe they don't care anymore, or they sometimes feel like the person that cried wolf. I think as long as Monique and Sydney or a united front, anybody and everybody who says something about or they feel has wrong, Monique, they're gonna get one unbothered. I'm so tired of Monique daddy, but I love your take on it, man. Also, YouTube is unsubscribed, and I just resubscribed in the last month. I have been hearing that. I don't know what it is, but definitely please check to see if you're still subscribed. I've gotten emails about it. I meant to talk about it sooner. Thank you. I really appreciate that. We didn't bother. And everybody reached out to let me know that they are being unsubscribed. Maybe YouTube is me. I'm just me, 31, but she's paying for a man.
That was not expected.
Damn. Sarah says, remember, mad respect, man. Thank you, Sarah. We got some more super chats, but let's get back. I'll definitely read them.
She only talks about her. And when you got upset because she reposted what you posted in reference to you not protecting your daughter, consider relooking at that interview that you had. I believe it was with
her. Yes, sir.
Look at the disconnect. Look at the remorse that you seem to have had when you did. In addition to that, think about the years that have gone by where you made something talking about from pastors wanting to put up $1 million to box you, to fight you, but the whooping.
What pastor was trying to fight? Y'all, what pastor was trying to kill Hughley? What DJ? In the comments, was it Whitehead? Let me know who's
shocks him. But you went to Angela Stanton approaching an airport, as I understand it. You went to get security. The black...
Everybody don't like Angela Stanton. Everybody don't like her. Maybe he didn't want her approaching her. I know some people like her. She's really big on, like, prison reform and stuff like that. But she's really a polarized figure.
Black women who were with you by kindness and called them nappy heads.
Nappy hoes.
Went on Jay. You said, well, I'm not saying hoes, but it was sure nappy. Brothers have a history of not protecting the woman. Now, it is embarrassing to you that she highlighted what you did in conjunction with a real problem being that she was on your platform, came to you after the young lady Jasmine played the game of would you rather your husband with Lee Daniels with a condom or her wrench with a condom off. And then she comes to you and
she's about that, y'all. Now, I will say this. On another note, Monique's skincare routine is popping. Look at her face compared to me. The lady who like my face or my skin stuff, I think she has what's called the glass look. Monique is popping, y'all. That was just a little slow. She mad, but her skin
says, Brother DL, what we doing? And you say that's the way we do it. The problem is you can't be mad next one day and then they do the next day. You can't be mega one day and then you confirm in the next day. You're going to be community or not. So the true accountability and the reason why there's full of ease, and I'll never say a word about it, only speak it back. The reason why people constantly talk about other people, because oftentimes there is an unaddressed trauma experienced there, which may explain why you see a man's place in the clear light of dark angel. Maybe. But at the end of the day, you've had a injury. Protecting the black woman, brother. And that's what she's addressing. So when she said, essentially, I feel sorry for your daughter. I feel sorry for your mother. I mean, your wife. You understand why. And there are other items that happened that took place. But as I understand, finding out about a child that you had and that was lost, once she found out about it, that's no longer. Now, someone told that slow, that's the problem with the community. See, when people address you with the real, you come back, have a real conversation. This is not designed to be provocative. Talk facts, you're going to talk reasonably. When you gave the community a bag of goods, only produced a contract, and you produced a memorandum of understanding.
Rodney says, baby, she don't give a f. She don't, sorry, she just told you don't have a man, shut the F up.
That's completely ridiculous.
Thank you, Rodney. Rodney said, but Monique is paying for her man, though. Don't come after me, Mooney. Let's see what you're talking about.
He knows me, that knows me, knows I'm a solid cat. Do you understand the contradiction there? Horrible things in your life. Horrible. Not I may have made mistakes in my life. I've done some horrible things in my life. This is what you said. But everybody that knows me knows I'm a solid cat. That is a oxymoron in the highest of order. This.
That is,
what happens is our community is so hearing and not listening that they're not paying attention to what it is that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I don't. Autumn said, once you get a man not on your own control, you can talk about mine. Y'all are really going in on Okay, thank you. Going through these comments, y'all are not giving her any kind of slack. Sharif, thank you so much for becoming a member. I appreciate you. Candace says, how do you speak on somebody else's parent, though? Let's not forget how she left her own sense of the world.
Coincident? Is it a coincidence? I ask you. Is it a coincidence?
Okay, we did. Aku says, men often put their friends above women and girls. That's horrible. Thank you for the super. Aku says, I have a strong feeling daddy is the bottom. Oh, my gosh.
You're the bottom. You're the bottom. That's why
you're the bottom.
You're the bottom.
Thank you, booty. Oh, my God. Monique is going to get me. I'm going to say it was all. Rodney, the gift for the super says Monique and DL both are re-traumatizing his daughter. He continues to speak about his daughter as if he's not doing the exact same thing Monique is doing. He's her father. That is a big point, Rodney, because if Monique reopened a wound that he and her had gone to counseling for, now you are going and consistently talking about Monique, then you are, by definition, doing the same thing that Monique is doing. That's a really good point, Rodney. Kevin said Monique came for Black before in the bonnets. Monique didn't say I might be mad at Tyler Perry, but I don't like y'all wearing them bonnets in the airport. I love y'all for real. It went something like that. Shamis says, I hate when he talks, then drags it out infinity. Like, shut the F.
And don't hold up, is we, this conversation is for the positive. This conversation is for the
negative. Be unapologetic. You know, you're the truth. For hearing, be unapologetic. Backing down. Be unwavering, unflinching. Because if we can be that, it may stop the bully. It may stop the person if they're so powerful. I can do anything to you. So for the ones that can hear us, listening, ride that we know of.
Just one.
That we know of. We get
and
one ride. And then, if I'm going to let somebody my turn, it's my turn. And I'm going to take my turn the way I see fit. Yours, baby.
Right.
Take your turn. And I want to keep saying about our Black men. Because sometimes you can see our Black men and so of a Black man, and you'd be like, brother, how do you your mama, your aunties, and you're just speaking freely about oftentimes you don't know what you're talking about. And I want to, because when I, let me say this real quick, when I get close to you, I appreciate being in shop. I have people say, he's not a real journalist. He's not. What he is a true brother. What he is a brother that says, I'm going to let you tell your story. I'm going to let you tell your story. That's what Shane is. And that's what Shenshaw is so successful, because that brother talks to you with no joke. That brother ain't trying to put nobody. He's letting you tell your story. And I think we have a problem with our brother, Shenshaw.
They may. And Stephen A. Smith, this is directed to you.
Yes, it is.
When you come out,
Stephen A. Smith is someone like, what? Well, goddamn.
So now what
am I?
And you could have
done it. I did it. You never apologized. Monique seems like it's there. Your life seems to be down. And I just don't understand. Hey, brother, I'm going to repeat what I said to you before. Why is it okay for you to call Jason with fat actors and other names, and Monique never referred to anyone out of their name?
Baby, I'm only what you give me.
Projects, but she told her truth. Why is it okay for you to tell your truth that's inclusive of name calling? A Black woman can't tell her truth. And you being the journalist that you are, you came on, you said, I don't know what's true and what's not. If you were the judge that you proposed yourself, would you have come on after being knowledgeable about what took before you spoke about it? What journalists do, they speak about what they know. They don't hypothesize. They speak from a factual place. At the very least, sources say type of situation, but you didn't do it. And now that this time is over, did you notice that people have come out that you spoke about, dispute anything that she said? What reason would she have to lie on her heart? Love him. Told the truth. What took place? That brother us gave us $300,000. We love him. There's an old saying, you can feed
him. We gave it.
However, I did hear you basically reprimand him for not having your back. He told you that he would assist you with production. You went to a production company saying, we have a heart who's going to back us. I feel this. If this man gave $300,000 without the knowledge that it would come back, then probably just personally would not have mentioned that. Just because you are a person who helped me out when I needed it. You don't are asking for $300,000 to a multimillionaire, $1,000 is a lot of money. So you told that story. I don't know how it is absolutely relevant. Rap Kevin Hart with Tyler Perry, but he was a friend enough to you to give you $300,000 without knowing if you could. Now, Kevin Hart is, you know, has his own stuff. But in that situation, just as it applies to Monique specifically, if somebody could do something like that, then why call them out as well would be my question.
Not only give it back, we gave it back to him with interest. Even though he gave it to him, we were like, listen, brother, there's going to be someone. Not want you to be in a situation where you have less of us, that you want to make sure you have more because of what you did and how we appreciate that. We weren't embarrassed by that. This is what happens when you get lied about in this industry by a man named Perry who says you're difficult, and then things would dry up. Again, we got to stop being embarrassed about what really took. So, even have you heard the audio yet? Have you asked him? Kevin, again, this brother is blowing up. We want to win, not. But when you constantly hear individuals speaking about that star brand, the thing is, what good is it to be a brand if you lose your man and you let an individual happens to be right? Just happens to be.
Which lawsuit are you talking about? Are you talking about the lawsuit that where sued Tasha K? I can check that out. I've been doing, even though I took a little time off, I've been doing some Diddy research on his latest lawsuit. That video will come tomorrow. But I'll look to see if anything new going on with Kevin Hart and Tasha K. For the reminder, Brian Brown.
Diddy White, manager, get in the way of an arrangement that you set up with an individual you call your auntie. You tell them they don't like the mother, but then they don't get back to you in reference to it. So we're wrong, and she's wrong for having a discussion of the truth. It's the truth. I mean, my recently was an outreach for her to do an interview with him, and she said, I'm not doing an interview with him through you. I'm coming to you, Kevin, speaking to you, Kevin. And reached out to Kevin and said, hey, brother, through text, why is it that you have somebody reach out to me for an interview? You got to do it. Sometimes you can be so big that you don't even know what's going on in your own affairs. And he said, no one from my team reached out to me. Well, guess what? They did. And we gave him the name and the individual, and I called her back and confirmed who she really was, and that's who she was. So again,
and then
him that information, we no longer heard back from him. So here's what I'm saying too for the babies. When you get into this, don't lose yourself.
Don't
lose yourself. And people that knew you for a long time, when you come back and they had no idea who you are. Don't lose yourself. I'm saying don't change. But change can be good. Change can be good when you're learning new things and different things. And you know what? I want to be a better person.
Am I the only one who be reading comments? Why are they going in on Monique? Black Love Bug said your daddy gay. So then somebody laughed. Another person said, this is bad. And if he said, really accepting people as they are and showing love and respect to all people is trailer park garbage. That's a lot about your level of humanity or thereof. So _ Dean Rose was in the comments while it was live, and Monique is in the comments. I don't know if she knows Monique personally. Definitely was going up to bat for daddy. The emphasis on truth, accountability, and trauma. Black Bug said, I'm gay too. He's a married to a woman. If you're gonna be about that life, about it. I have issues with men when this DL wants to be called daddy, he should really be called Fanny. What is going Daddy aka Fanny got her attention seeking. Y'all, Monique is probably gonna go off again when these comments. Monique is probably gonna go off again when these comments.
Nothing at all. And don't lose yourself. And we know people.
We do not know if this is gay.
And now it's become so and so,
for her know, so
out there. And you're like, what's she talking about? What happened to us just sitting on hands and french fries and wings? Real conversation. So for you to get into this business, get in you. Don't let nobody convince you of what you want to be wrong, but you want to have right. If a duck look like a duck and quack like a duck, some people don't have to say, yes, that's really right. And saying, well, it's a duck, don't you mind and say it's a duck.
And that's any industry that you are in. Don't change you, because if you do, you won't have the opportunity to run into true folk like Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mark Curry.
Can I?
True folk like Tommy Davidson.
Come on.
True folk like Zoom.
Come on.
True folk like Rick Grant. And the other that dog tour. And you walk out and see, this is the.
Now, I do think that this live was to promote the tour, to be honest with you. Carol Chamberlain, and you're still doing cool things, sir. Y'all do like Sydney. Booty Butter says, not glass makeup. That's Kelly Jelly from Daddy. Oh my God. I have to start reading your comments first before I read them out loud. That's not glass makeup. That's KY from Daddy sitting on Monique. Oh my God. Okay, I'm not reading the rest of that, Booty Butter. Thank you for Jeremy says he's a comedian. At no point did he ever say he was an activist. I don't know why. I follow DL as a comedian, as an activist. I can't remember him saying it specifically, but I thought that he kind of leaned towards political activism. I don't know. Akuza most completely identified, be clear, but she points just the same. Broken clock. And DL is a low-down misogynist with no credibility. Dang, let them know how you really feel, Akuza. Crystal, thank you so much for the super sticker. And just me, 8030. Says Mo may not be people, but Daddy is. I'm having difficulties listening to anything he says. And he kind of speaks kind of slow, like he's parsing all of his words. And sometimes I think, just me, I know she's not going to do it, but if she has an issue with somebody, Monique is like very quick-witted, intelligent. I think that she always needs somebody to speak for her. I mean, she prefers it because he's her manager, but my preference is to hear her. Like, I like the Club Shay Shay interview because that was Monique speaking. That's Sydney.
Part for me that I love seeing through video, because I got down at the crib, but seeing it through the video that this man, Cat Williams, commands 10,000 12,000, 14,000 people. And she walks out and they stand up. So you might not be loved.
Did y'all get that? I didn't quite get that. I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
But there's something about being like your people.
I want to say this about our brother Cat Williams. 3 years, I would always hear things. Okay, he don't show up to shows. He ain't this, he ain't this. That's one of the purest cats in the game. That cat right there named William. See, I know stories about my brother. And I said to Cat, mind if I share? He said, Monique, I can't stop you from saying what you want to say. For the one that talk ill about Cat, all he's not doing, they can't touch him. Because there was a woman named Wilson who got down on the box.
Rest in peace.
And when they was ill, it was a man, Cat William, that's and took care of that sister. She left this earth. You know that story. It won't tell you the story. When I walk into that production, that brother takes his folks.
And may she rest in peace. I had no idea that Cat Williams helped her at the end of life. I won't even say that. I was about to say, well, what did you do for her? Like, was it combined? Like, when they say you took care of her, was it like, did she have any money problems? Did her health issues cause her to be unable to, like, pay bills? Was there, like, a combined effort to kind of care? I don't really know how to receive that. Maybe she just did not want to speak about what she for her. It says yes, he assisted with the treatment. Ms. K said we can't verify that actors don't have medicals. Okay. So y'all are kind of with me. I didn't know where that was going. It's beautiful that he did that. Have a relationship with her, or just know her as an actor who was going through some serious medical stuff.
The DJ say, Monique, I've been with Cat for years. The person say, I've been with Cat for many years, and it means loyalty. Then somebody treating you.
Pop says, Mo was broke around event passing, this time due to the pressure. Okay. Monique really wasn't able to assist in that way, and Cat said, okay.
For yourself. And what I go into that dog better tour every weekend, I love that 5'5" giant. They love that man. Sometimes when Hollywood, you ain't enough, you ain't good. When your people are enough, that's all you need.
Now that is dope. Sasha says the cat did it, he paid her medical bills. He took her home and took her to her friend. No relationship. Really dope. He helped Amigo. Somebody came out and talked about it a lot. He used to date the girl with the nose, Hazel Lee. He used to date Hazel Lee, and Hazel Lee came out and talked about the people that he helped behind the scenes. But it's still that Monique really wasn't capable of it, and that's why she's not talking. Okay. Thanks, Sandra.
And to piggyback on what you're saying, Mama, let me see. That is such a gangster in the ways. When we worked on a deal to go on the Dark Matter tour, he didn't send me to his. He said, man, let's work this out. And when I tell you about 5 minutes, what was conveyed and done normally takes a bit longer than that. And the reverence and the followers has been put on Monique. Just a gentleman.
Just a gentleman. And everybody on tour had the same thing. Everybody cheering everybody on. Everybody's happy for everybody. So this weekend in Dallas, Texas, y'all come on and get some of this good. Because it's good. And for the baby that's coming in this, get around people. Get around people. That's
I love her.
The people you with. People you want to be around, that's going to tell you
her.
Even if it don't feel good to you, they're going to tell you.
You need to be
so, for you babies of Hollywood, I understand it like that too. But let's make sure.
And we need them perfect.
Hollywood is just a macrocosm, a microcosm. Bro, we live.
I would love to go to Hollywood.
It's more special in Hollywood than what's happening.
I life. Love
the world knows about it in a way that you might not know about it. You work at Brad. Hey, people in Baltimore know it on my industry. So the bottom line is don't lose yourself no matter what you are. And we're not only going to address who doesn't act right, but those that do. So we got to highlight both sides and one end, if you will, the last cat. His name is Gary Owens. Okay. Gary Owens, individual, he never said anything about him. Kind words. Thing, but he is the need to been and speak in reference to Monique. And what's funny is, oftentimes you're having comedians who are speaking ill about Monique, who haven't accomplished what Monique accomplished, because it's a black man, it's so easy to demean them because of the lack of relevance society for them. They get away with it. You would never hear a center trying to beat Shaq, and did a game of basketball that accomplished what she accomplished, they would be crazy. But a black woman is completely different. So here, we hear brother Gary in reference to Monique and Vinny. They are talking about, we love you, we love you. Then they have something that no one knew that's hard. But we knew we had an abortion.
What? What? And this is what people say, oh, Gary, let me tell you something. If you spent the same energy,
it's weird.
The same energy with your black wife, you may not have really think about nobody. But when your wife came out, my wife came out and said, you mistreated her kids. You know why it was so easy to get away with it? She's a black woman.
Gee, I wanted the opportunity to do that, but no, that's all right, mother.
Okay. Now that, we got a lot to unpack there. Why was he talking about Monique potentially terminating a pregnancy? One. Two, why does Monique have to apologize Daddy for saying how she felt about a man who spoke about her? I don't know what's weirder in that situation.
Do you think the time that you view focus on telling her like her? Did you go investigate and did you miss the trail that blew up? I know he's talking about that. Did you listen to the what he said, did you Malcolm. Like, did you listen to the audio of Tyler Perry? I didn't keep
Sydney, you said already.
No, this is my opinion. For Winfrey, again, my beautiful black woman, my sweet baby. Over in a room, all I want Shannon is an apology for my black brother. I want you to do a camera, and I want you to talk. Not only did he apologize on stage, that man apologized to our children. And then it became an issue with Tyler Perry and Lee Daniels already apologized. But did you know what the man said? I violated you. And we saw our black queen, she explained. What was the message? Oh, that's too
If it looked like a thing to Shannon, he's the only one I do. He said, you're like my mother, my son, my baby. I love us still. Now, again, my humble opinion.
That ain't worth it. I don't know what it is.
Speaking about that, she can't use the meme and want to show up Monique. And again, this is back on what I'm going to say. You think it would be more beneficial and more beneficial to you to use that energy to focus on my black and focus on the format you used to have as your entry into the community that gave you the guest pass. And now, with the guest pass, it's as if you feel like you're home so much that you're still out your way, picking up your feet. You're just a guest. You're a guest in our business. Because at the end of the day, what you don't know is, even with Will Packer, nothing up because there was a white man on the street referred to Talbot and Will Packer as boy. And she pulled them up, and this is after they had conversation in reference to how he was handling himself. From the old school, have a conversation. We can have a agreement. We can have a fight. And then after.
Was that a threat?
We're going to say, hey, you want to get a sandwich?
We're good.
Sandwich? This is what people do. See nothing happen ill with the Will Packer. What we want to do is see good stuff happen, like you open up your heart and you don't work for the individual that take advantage of your people. Tyler Perry, we want the best for you, because in wanting the best for you, you would have had the courage to Lionsgate. I can't in conscience go to this woman and ask her to do something with this white for free when she had an obligation to do anything for her. I'm going to need a that I need to go for, because you are writing checks for people to get a new house. Which is beautiful. You write a check out a waitress for $3,000. You have people using a private jet. All of these things out. But why is it the thing that was done in the dark has time to take advantage of a black woman? Why?
You know what makes it so easy for women, for black, to speak ill of black women? Because they watch some about black men do it. Stephen A. Some about black men with D.O. Our black men. So a black woman, no part. So that's why it's so easy for them to speak ill of us, in front of us. And we say, you should, yep. So when y'all talk about ancestors, what would the ancestors say? What would they say, Stephen A. Smith? What would they say, D.L.? What would they say about
mother, Stephen A. Smith, and sister Stephen A. Smith? Have they ever, your black mom, black sister, have they ever been in a situation where it was as if they were to be seen, not heard? Mm-hmm. Ask, because you start understanding that, then you will understand to start believing the great individuals that brought you into existence. So the reason why, again, when we people say, why is he here? That's like saying, why did that man open the door for you? Why is he opening your door for you? We've got to learn, which is because we've got to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. When we're together, I say, do me a favor. Don't disrespect me. Allow me to treat you like a
gentleman. Like a gentleman.
Let me be a gentleman toward you. Let me be a gentleman toward you. So sometimes you can be a gentleman.
Okay. And, but you know, and I'm not always wanting to, but I want to say this for some reason, that question, my mother. Remember my mother came to me, all the power. And Ma, what you see me is correct. I'm
than you never had a father.
And what your grandma say?
Well, many.
Yeah.
Well, my grandmother, who was my mimi, that's so special. My, well, I want to get okay. So we were going to ice cream one night, right? And Mimi couldn't get in the car. We had to tell her, grab me around my neck and let me put you up in the car. So when we got home, she said to me, you got one. She said, she said, good one, baby. When my grandmother, that's 83 years old, tells me I got a good one, who do you think I'm going to listen to? Who do you think I'm going to listen to? So I understand.
The one who said that what you wanted, the one who said what you wanted to hear.
The sisters out there that don't get it because my mother did it. But my mother and father didn't have to marry. Ooh. And they married for what, 50 years? Both of them left this earth. But they were both into each other. They despised one another.
Those of you out there that ask God, love them. Love them. Nourish them. Give them the truth. Go on, take accountability. And deal with the trauma. Because now we're home. Deal with the trauma that you experienced in your life as people. But especially to folks of color, you know, black folks. We have been constantly about your feelings. Don't worry about that. Just get out there and do what you have to do. And what happens is, and Steve Harvey is an example of this. Steve Harvey, to me, is one of the hardworking people you're going to ever want to meet in this business. I always had love to him, for him, because years ago, before Monique was known, he walked a woman across the parking lot and he said that he's a millionaire. And you don't even know. But when those individuals who happen to be right tell us about what this man was making when they reported for doing the show, to do a show. And I had to explain to them, that's our brother, that's our business. Next day he called me up and he invited me to his home and he had to explain to me that I told him what
frat brother's a little fanatical.
All because I said, yeah.
Don't tell me about that man's business.
Because if you do it to him,
you'll do it to us.
And when you have an individual.
Okay, y'all. So I am going to moderate this. So basically, he Harvey was knife into Monique around the time he got her talk show. Sydney goes into Monique and they are talking about what he made, as in Steve Harvey. And Sydney's down and don't tell his business. So the fact that Steve knew about this meant that those executives or whoever in that room went back and told him that this was how Sydney was speaking, which made me believe that Steve didn't care how much money he made. Sydney cared. Like, Sydney stands on this high moral ground that Steve didn't care about. So I think that might speak to the disconnect between Monique's management, which is Sydney, who want to work with Monique. His faith, him saying, I don't know. I think people just don't want to deal with Sydney. And that's just me being honest.
When I speak about trauma that goes on, there was an open letter that he wrote about people coming in bar- to his dressing room, and he got ridiculed for it. He shouldn't have. Because business, folks think that you walk right into your room closed, and we as black folks, we know you don't walk nobody's closed doors. You heard that. You walked in on mom and daddy first time. That was the last time. Because thought daddy was hurting mama. He was. That's the way she got it. Right? You don't go to mama's door. What they did that from. When you don't deal with the trauma, such as he explained to us that day, when on his show, when he said to Mona, have me reviewing the black people that come on my show, because they're worried about if they're not, if they're too many black people. If they're too many black people, we may lose the white sponsor.
Come on.
And them niggas ain't fuck it up for me.
Those, and that's a quote. Those are the examples.
So, I believe Steve Harvey said that. Yes. Absolutely. I believe it. But on its face, that trash shit to say about people who are going to your field to support you. You have to make sure that there are enough people in the audience to keep your white audience satisfied per the executive. You say them ninjas are not fed up for me, meaning you're going to make sure that there's white and Latin and Asian and whatever other ethnicity in the audience. I believe Steve every word. This is still a man who a memorandum to his staff and crew told them, you are not allowed to see me outside of the tape. If you have anything to say to me, you need to be through the assistants. Do not speak to me. I don't even want y'all looking at me. Yeah, I believe it, and I believe that he puts on an act in front of the world. I believe he said every word of that. Tiffany said, the world we live in. Now, Steve is a crossover act. Do I think, you know, there's focus groups set up to contain all of that? Probably. But I can't see him counting black people. Even Steve Harvey, definitely a crossover. He reached a level of success where you have to comply with that kind of stuff. He didn't. So, I mean, take a stand on what you want, but his, from his vantage point, the money was more important and the people who were coming to, you know, his friends and stuff, that's trash in my opinion. Just me saying, why does Mo keep trying to get advice that no one is asking for? Let her know how you feel. Thank you, Super Chat. He just says, there's probably a day holding up. Cars from on those two together are gaslighters, dangerous together. Thank you, Nisha. Just me had already shared that story. Mo is using Shay Shay and Cat coat for exposure and sympathy. Sorry for so many super chat names, but I'm never gonna not have to say sorry to super chat. Like this video, subscribe for from the channel. I'm in the past few days. Y'all, I needed it. It was over. Going on, and I needed a minute, but I missed y'all too. 5D Energy says, at this point, like, what the do these two want? I guess they want to make sure that nobody has them in the middle of their video. I.E. Jason DL. Scarlet Damsel said, messy, 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 LOL. You're talking about me. Just me says, this talk is the longest sentence I've ever heard. Mims, they need to generate when they go, I'm available for a fee. Somebody let them know. Monique curse me the hell out. Monique would get real some more on that. Hoops lovers, I guess next week we'll have a problem with Coach for not defending them. I like your green pig. 5D Energy says, ain't none of this making no sense. The golf serve at this point. What the F do y'all want? Ain't no up going on in here. It's sad. And y'all, I think that's a good place to end.
I see. He screamed the people that came. Why would
the speech?
Because the trauma, not having the trauma of pushed around the business, made him up on the stage and dog to those people for $4 million. Act like $10 million. I'll come swinging on the vine. Y'all niggas be so embarrassed by what I'm doing.
He kept his word.
He checked her and asked if it's true. But I grudge this. These things come from trauma that we don't deal with and what we need to do to make it in this world. And I'm here to tell you, we are here to tell you that that's not what you have to do to make it in this world. So I'm saying what I'm saying about this brother, nothing but respect.
I don't believe
but that. That was the reason why he could not empathize with what Monique was saying, that this is not the money game, the integrity game. And why he couldn't empathize with her, because he didn't understand Donald Trump. So, Gary, when you say, why do you...
Y'all, we're there. Thank you guys for being here. We'll be back doing some stuff on Diddy, so we'll be back, I'll be back tomorrow. At hopefully I can get all of that squared up so I can be live tomorrow at 8. If not, we'll see you guys at lunchtime. It should be around 12:30 Central time. Thank you everybody who was here, super chatted, the subscriber. Our new goal is now going to be 150,000 subscribers, at like 141. The channel is definitely growing. I appreciate each and every one of you for all the people. We have a good time here. We respect each other even when we do not agree. So, yeah, this itself, I got some, I will definitely let you know tomorrow. People are out of the woodwork on Diddy, and we're going to talk about it. Have a good night. I mean, have a good night, y'all, and I'm going to see you tomorrow.
This place where the rhythm of the city is music, where every corner has a story and every window.
Everybody, with Monique and her husband, Sydney, you know, I'm talking about he was just in. In their mouths. Situation has nothing to do with that. Like what she's saying, Gary Owen. I didn't hear no, I don't think that one part she said DOA. I didn't hear that there's more, but she cannot come out and say anything defamatory about that man he threw her. Got him get say something talking about, especially something not true, can sue you. Never open up the door for people to walk in and be able to sue you. Never do that. Like she said, make sure you say facts. That everything comes out your mouth when talking to somebody, you speaking on fact. Okay. People that you're speaking as you, and they see you for defamation. You don't want to be tied to litigation with anybody, knowing you ain't got the money for any type of litigation like that. If you're a lawyer, you make sure it's the lawyer that Monique. Yeah. So, and I didn't expect to be that wrong. Like, Sydney is like, Sydney's one of the people that if you have a conversation with him, that at the point, how long it takes to get to the point, that probably fall asleep as he's talking. But yeah. So when DL talked with Jason, you know, he said because he opened the wound happened with his daughter, him and his speaking because of it. I get it when you go interviews and people ask questions and you tell your story, or like Dion has been on Vlad a lot of times. I'm sure the many times he's been on Vlad, Vlad talked to him about the beef he has with Monique. And I'm sure anywhere, you know, Dion goes and does it, they're going to ask about his situation with Monique. And then he to explain Well, this is the reason why I have an interview with Monique, is because of the situation with my daughter that she went and talked about. Like, he has the right to talk about the situation. Yeah, and that's his daughter. He can talk about the situation. And I get it, like, people saying, you know, in the comments, but saying, you know, if Monique be victimizing her, so are you on the story. But even though he shared the story, it was his place to share. And then to retell that story, and you're now to add some narrative to the story, you traumatize him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Sydney was talking, you know, was talking. And, like, I fell asleep, woke up, and that's how I feel. Like, I fell asleep. And still, like, if I fall asleep, awake, the city is still talking. You know what I'm saying? People, you sit with some people you have a conversation with, and that you're pretending you're paying attention. You're not, like, if you're paying attention, you're not, and it's like, and it's fucking thing paying attention. It's like when they say something, you're like, they keep talking, it's putting you, but the other thing, he's never going to get more. And they're all, and it's the thing, they're cool, and they're always going to have this thing over their heads. It's like, any interview you do, you know they're going to bring up the Monique situation. It's going to have explain it. The same for her. Any interview she do, they're going to bring up his name, and then she's going to speak about it. But the Vlad situation, you were up before, so I never on giving up the permission to the of the interview. Well, it's his footage. I could see if CBS tried to interview her. CBS owns that footage. CBS, you're interviewing, so they want you to be Monique, and they reach out and say, you know, there's X, Y, Z, Black, to be interviewing you. You know what I'm saying? He even wants all the work. He's paying somebody on the camera while he's conducting an interview. Now, you didn't put on into what you want to be you want compensated if the enemy did with you. He never put it out. I don't think he ever put it out. She probably talked about Tyree, Oprah, Lee News, well, Pat, she probably Because it seems like every time she's online and make a video, she's talking about people. Yep. Excuse me, y'all. Sorry for the yawning. I think the video is going to be long. And I said, you know, did the work, the research and found all of this. I'ma let him play this, let him talk about it, and then I'll get my opinion. Like, I didn't say, I give you, you say, oh, I forgive you, I won't forget. Never forget, say another Tony, but hold that on you. Don't, somebody did something to you, and you say, yes, well, I can't forgive them. Forgive them, because don't put it on you, because that's going to weigh you down. Not that. It's going to weigh you down. You don't want to be stressed out. I'm saying. Yeah. I feel you. That thing was so long that it's almost time to say goodbye to the people. But I want to talk about Monique. So I'm going to share yesterday on Tuesday, I won't say yesterday, Tuesday on 6 and 4, a little segment, I did a segment on 6 and 4 called Diva Kitchen with a share, we are sharing about the food. Again, y'all, I yawned. We are sharing about, you know, dishes that are, you know, food dishes that are, and how, you know, just, you know, food dishes that are cooked and gave to parents or, you know, mother, kids like lasagna, you could, like, how you would buy lasagna in the can, like Chef one, right? You buy that for your kids. You can make it yourself at home. Lasagna in the can, like Chef one, basically top lasagna. And I know you probably lasagna. You're thinking, oh, that's a soup, not sauce. So it's lasagna. Right? You get you some noodles you want. Like, you would make the lasagna soup, but see, it's loose. You know, lasagna is the thick. Got the ricotta cheese, you got the mozzarella cheese, you know, the noodles and the meat. All that, you know, thick is not soup-like. I call it so. People may have call it a different name, but that's what I call it. You get lasagna noodles or I'm trying to think of the company's name. I think it's the pasta company's Anna. Because I bought some like weeks ago when I went to the supermarket. And so you know how not all the news, but you know how Canzoni. Oh, boy. I keep doing it. I can't stop doing it. You know how, Manzoni, you know, as I knew the edge part with telling you on the edge part. Well, the company called Anna, right? This company, like I said, called Anna, make popcorns. That's the noodles, but just the part of it. That and those, right? I use those noodles. I do my stovetop lasagna. I use those noodles. Use regular lasagna noodles. Doesn't matter, friend. Right, it doesn't matter the brand. It doesn't matter. I just use, you know, and so I, you know, make my meatballs. And how you would do it is to how they, oh, you put the in the noodles, add some water to, you make your sauce, you add it to the sauce, use the pasta oil. You can do, if you cook, you cook the pasta, hey, I don't cook the pasta by hand, then to the meat, so I take the, just like how you would make the lasagna, you would make the meat sauce, add it to it to scratch it, make it like soup-like, and then you add the noodles, and then it was the noodles cooked from this sauce. Like that. I do it instead of noodles first, and then add it to, you can do it either way. You can cook noodles first, and make your meat sauce and add it to the meat like you do spaghetti. You can do it that way, or you can do it the other way, add to your meat sauce, add noodles and let it cook. You can do it that way, right? Either you're still going to be talking about lasagna. Either way, your noodles are going to be talking about lasagna. And so I was talking about how on the Facebook, you know, when you, anything you have, the pictures, videos, whatever, anything posted on Facebook, you know, depending on how many years ago you posted it, Facebook, we show it to you as a memory, and you can reshare it if you want. And on, so my memory came up, something I made, a food item I made, which was grilled cheese with bacon and spinach. I used white American cheese, provolone, and then I added some bacon and some spinach. You know, if you like grilled cheese, you do that. It don't have to be for your kids. You like it, you know. You can get cheese, you and you can add stuff too. If you caramelized onions, you can add caramelized onions. Like, you can add, I've said I've with, I pick two cheeses. I might use one cheese or two different cheeses, the pepperoni. I've added Genoa salami, added turkey before, I've added chicken, you know, lunch meat chicken, lunch meat turkey, you know. I've done grilled cheeses where I've done turkey bacon, you know what I'm saying, with turkey, you know? So, and I talk about other, you know, dishes, you know, your parents to make the kids. And like I was saying, Stovetop of Zion, just I talked about that. I'm beef around the can for kids. You can make it yourself at home. You don't see pasta companies don't make the same pasta that is used in the beefaroni FRD. So I use macaroni. I use macaroni noodles as I make my beefaroni. And it's just like meat sauce, you know, macaroni noodles. Right? And it's macaroni. I like to add cheese on my mozzarella cheese on top. Mozzarella cheese on top. Yep. So I was just naming some stuff that I cooked that they can make, you know, for their kids and stuff like that. You know? And I also was asking, like, let me like the segment. Now we'll keep going. And so I'm sharing it again here on the show. So another thing I'm not an expert baker, but I do like to bake once in a while. Sometimes I may feel like I want some cake, so I'll make a cake. I may feel like I want cookies and a cookie hack is using the cake mix to make cookies. And you any box cake mix to make cookies, just go to, I got the recipe from Betty Crocker, right? Betty Crocker tells you boxes of cake mix you use to make the cookies. And tell me what, the cake mix, three ingredients to make these box mix cookies. But one, even though I got the recipe from Betty Crocker, I sometimes use the Heinz cake mix making these cookies. I forgot. It's cake mix, like the either butter or oil. I can't remember offhand. Next time I will give you the recipe. I've done it. I've made cookies before using yellow cake mix. I've done it before using strawberry cake mix, so you get strawberry cookies. I've done it before using raspberry cake. But, you know, different cakes are making these cakes. And also, if you know who likes banana bread, you can make banana bread with using cake mix. That's also a pocket recipe. An easy way of doing banana bread. Right? Like, if they use bananas mix, eggs and butter, or eggs and oil, you know, I can off here now, but yeah, that's, you know, what I and this is a tip I like to use. This is a tip I use. So I've heard a lot of people say you don't have to use water when they ask for, like, the cup of water that you use when you're making your cake mix. You can use a different liquid. So I think they say use, I think, milk instead of water. One of the questions was milk instead of water. For me, this is what I do, right? I like getting strawberry cake, be it crack or Dunkin' Donuts. So what I do in lieu of the one cup of water, the strawberry juice that is there in place of the water to enhance the strawberry that's already thick. Right? I've made banana cake, bread, banana cake, and I've using the nectar by here to enhance the banana flavor in the cake. They like, right, but you making it in a cake version, not how to, you know, regularly made, you can use peach nectar, a cup of the peach nectar to enhance, or you want to do a peach cake. It don't have to be peach cake. Peach cake. You can use peach nectar to enhance the flavor of the average peach to add peaches in the cake, and then use peach nectar juice to enhance peach flavor. If for apple cake, right? Well, no, not apple. What's the nectar flavor? Pineapple flavor. Got peach. You got mango. Like of all the nectar flavors: strawberry, guava, passion fruit. So say like you want to do let's say you want to do a pineapple, not a pineapple upside down. Well, even if you want pineapple upside down, right? You can use apple juice. Well, they don't call this, they call it, I don't know what they call it, a pineapple nectar or pineapple juice, but you can use that to enhance the pineapple flavor. You do a lemon cake, instead of using, instead of using water, you can use juice to enhance lemon flavor in the lemon cake. Right? I don't know if to do an apple cake, if apple juice would enhance the apple flavor in the apple cake. I don't know. But I'm just saying these are different things you can do. May not be not a professional, but you like to bake every once in a while. These things, right? These things you can do. You can do these things you can do, right? And other recipes that I like making, if that stuff came before, you know. Cabbage is cabbage, you know, cabbage with, you got brown meat with rice, right? So, I do an unstuffed cabbage. So, if they stuff cabbage, the meat filling has rice in it. I haven't seen it in so long, I can't remember. But, look it up. If the mixture has rice in it, then you can unstuff. Version where you take shredded cabbage, the meat you're going to use, the rice, and you put it all together, so cabbage within a tomato sauce. So there you go, you got the cabbage, you got the meat, the tomato sauce, make a one. But this is my shortcut is because cabbage is in season, but it's not always at a decent place for the cabbage might be in your front range. So this is what you can do to save some money and be able to make a dish is the coleslaw. Express, that's the brand I use. Every store have that brand. maybe have that brain. But Express Fresh is just cabbage and the carrots. There's no cabbage in there. The green cabbage and the carrots. So I'll get to it. So when you get that, read the back, see what the size is, how many people does one bag feed. You would know from there, you know how many people you're going to feed, and then you know how many bags you're going to need. And when I get more than one, I use turkey. We eat beef, but we don't eat beef like that. Because we used to eat beef a lot when I was younger. And so all the stuff came out about beef. You know, one story came out about beef. That beef ain't all that good for you. We should be eating it. So my mom, hearing all that, decided to start cutting down on getting beef, ground beef, and she would get turkey. So the dishes for us to make with beef, she started the same dish, ground turkey. As long as it got flavor, you good. Ground turkey, chicken, as long as they got flavor, you good. Your kids are eating. Your kids won't know it's not beef. Tell them it's beef. See, as parent, I'm not a parent, but I'm saying as parent, y'all gotta get your kids eating different stuff. Eating different foods, because if they eat, if it's always eating beef, they, when they eat some a different meat, they're not going to like it because it's not what they used to. So you gotta switch it up sometimes. You know, don't just give them, you can give them beef one time and then chicken another time, ground another time. Incorporate different meat to their food. Don't make it about when you like cooking, you food like McDonald's and all that stuff. No. When you feel like cooking, there's quick ways of cooking a meal that it don't take all day to cook. And if you want pasta, you're like, it's going to take long. Water, wait for to be able to do it. And then no, they're fresh. So, like the supermarket I'm at, we have, right. And depending on what pasta that I want, a lot of it is 1,024 cents. One bag is 24 cents. And that bag I feed four. Another thing that I make that I is chicken alfredo. And last week, 2 weeks ago I did that. Instead of using fettuccine noodles, because you say fettuccine alfredo, you would say fettuccine alfredo with chicken. So instead of using fettuccine noodles, I use penne pasta noodles for the alfredo, and I added some chicken. And that's it. So if your kids like Alfredo, chicken Alfredo, you get don't get the thick cut chicken breast. Get you the thinly sliced chicken breast. If you don't want to spend a long time in the kitchen, get you the freshly pasta, the fresh pasta. The water boils in the water for 4 minutes. When you doing dry pasta, it tells you to cook it to about 7 minutes. Right? With the pasta only 4 minutes. So if it's you and two kids, and after everybody get a portion, you're going to dish out. See, in my house, a lot of people, and nobody wants a small portion because they're like, getting a small portion is like you're feeding the kids. Like, I'm not a kid, I'm an adult. I need a smaller portion. What I do, I get 4 bags, right? Because I know people are going to want seconds. So I get 4 bags, and I cook my noodles. If I do pasta, if I do the first pasta, I get about 4 bags. And I says, for the 4 minutes. And sometimes, you know, I use your sauce, and sometimes I make my own sauce. So when I make my own sauce, what I do is get the Kraft Parmesan or the store brand's Parmesan grated. I get that. Get the big one. Well, not the big one, but the medium-sized one. And I get when it will be on sale, like $2 on sale for like $99. I would get two of them. And I will make sauce from that. I'll get two of those, the cream, and I will make my sauces. I'll put heavy cream in the pan, put Italian seasoning, right? Add pasta water, because heavy cream, that's thick. It's thick, because you can whip it to make whipped cream. So what I do is I put some in the, I pour it in the pan, add pasta, or add the cheese, make my sauce. The last time when I did it, I used heavy cream and jarred Alfredo, added the cheese to it, and then I made the sauce, the pasta, the chicken, all mixed that in, right? And then what I did was added the cheese. You know how, like, when you eat, and, you know, when you're at the restaurant, they give you Parmesan cheese at the table and you put it on your pasta. Some after I made on the plate, I added extra cheese, and then they can mix it in like that. And I make a lot of, you know, a lot of different dishes. And there's some dishes I love to make a lot. So I make my own salads. You know, you can buy it in the store. And you know, when you buy it, like frozen TV dinner with the salads, it's like a shape. You can make that yourself. It's going to look like you make hamburger, the fresh hamburger, is really something you have it with gravy. You could do with rice. You could do mashed potatoes. You could do that. So that was a small little, well, I said it would be a little segment, but, you know, once you get to talk about cooking different, you start talking more and more. When you say it's a little segment in the show, you find more and more. But, and I was saying to the people, let me know if you like the segment, because I will keep doing it in the show. You know, give you the ideas. Like, not just recipe ideas and stuff, but like, give you tips and about food, like kitchen gadgets. I give you tips, kitchen gadgets to use and stuff like that. I'm the type of person, I follow, I may read a recipe and then I get my own. You can follow a recipe of something and make it your own. As long as you have the base there, the components to for the recipe. I learned, you know what's crazy? Is that I learned watching it. Make our meal that all he used to make the sauce, the pasta water, and the cheese. It. No heavy cream. He said, we don't even use heavy cream. But even if I just use the pasta water to make the sauce, right? Because feeding a lot of people, I want to be able to scratch the sauce out. Making it, you make it individually. The restaurant, I take the one serving, and then they heat it up in the sauce, and then they put the chicken in. You could, I do it like that. Or you could do it how like you do spaghetti, right? Put everything in the pot, make your sauce separately. Pour the sauce over the noodles and the chicken in the pot. Yep. So those things to be open. You hear this segment. Like you just know, you can always, if you're listening to the computer, right, if you're on the start and you're listening to the computer, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, maybe because it's connected to Facebook, leave a comment. And I'll leave a comment that you left if you like the deep dive in a segment. And you let me, or you can go to the Road to Stardom Facebook page or the Road to Stardom Facebook page and leave a message there and say, I like that deep dive segment. You know, say I like the Deep Dive's Kitchen segment. And I know y'all are wondering, well, what is a Deep Dive? Well, Deep Dive's the name my nephew gave me when he was young because he couldn't say my name. And so it stuck. So all my nieces and nephews call me my name. Allow them me by my government name, given name. I don't, when they talk to me, call me by that either. I will not answer by any other name. If they do know what my government name is, they're gonna call me Dita, but my brother's kids passed. They're in Washington. They call me Anika, and I'm okay with that because they were around. I was given the name Dita, and so they call me Anika, and I'm fine with that. But you know, this is my other brother and my sister. Is they all call me Dita, and that's how I want. Because you know that, you know, the name your parents believe you. Sometimes it don't sound like with the word auntie in front of it. My brother guys gave me the nickname Nico, so I his kids call me that. It's gonna be my name till the I die. I think when that time comes, the name D should be my tombstone. I guess my middle name. People gonna look at it, oh, what the hell? Like, what is that? Look at it, like, what is that? But yeah, I appreciate as always, with your girl on the older starting. Rocking with your girl. We'll keep giving great program. Talk about Monique's situation. I'm sorry about that if you hear that. You know. Next one, what's your business? On the 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, the artist, anyone with something to promote, you can call us at 844-277-9356. That's 8527-9356. If you're so you want to go and promote what you got going on. And if you follow Road to Stardom on social media, you'll see the posts about it. We're on threads, we're on Instagram, TikTok, X. And the picture on Threads is a picture of me. Normally, I have the logo. At the time I was putting the picture, I didn't have the logo. So, be the picture up. I'm going to keep the picture myself up. I'm going to put the logo up so people know me. Because go to the pages, you're going to see the logo so that I know it's wrong. But Instagram as it's spelled ROADTWO star. On TikTok it's spelled the right road to star. Show I have in the experience. But the best music. You know how I'm flowing with the music, just know it's going to be music. And if you want to show the Bible to start on radio, you got to just go to talktalkradio.com /Road to Stardom. Just Google Road to Stardom Radio, see the many platforms we are on. And so on my end, they want them to get on the stage. All you got to do is at 201-399-0014 or email roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. That is roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. Tell you how to get your music played. And if you'd like to support the station to help you join, you can do so at paypal.me/roadtostardom, or you could do cash for the sign roadtostardom. Yep, no matter too big or too small, whatever you feel like to give is appreciated. You can also help out by going to my store, theroadtostardom.com. That is roadtostardom.com. And that also helps. And if you want to help the foundation, I go Forever Foundation. Do so by going to paypal.me/BlackForever. BLAOK Forever. And if on PayPal, Cash App, PayPal. On Cash App is $FFoundation. Like I said, no, too big or too small. It is much appreciated. Yep. I'm trying to think of anything else I'm forgetting to mention to y'all. sometimes I do forget to make stuff to you, and then I end the show, and then I'm like, oh, now I remember what I was to say. So, we are thinking of doing a comedy show on Roller Star Radio, because we want to give comic, hey, you claim money, you claim funny, you want to give you the opportunity to come live on and show us how funny you are. You understand what I'm saying? I really want to do it for any, if you're a comedian, you could just come and tell some jokes. But I want to do it for up and coming, so this way it gets the game up, be able to get that out there. Right? Be able to get that out there. For the up and comings, they'll be able to get their name out there. Even if they haven't even touched the stage yet, you know, you'll be able to get your name out. Like you doing for a new person and set, you get like 5 minutes, because it's my station. I can do what I want. If I give you 15 minutes, I'll give you 15 minutes to be funny. Because I'm people call in and listen, and then show if you funny or not. There's no one to heckle you. What's so good about it is no one can heckle you unless their mic is open. So that's the thing. You won't get heckled. But can't give you that criticism, say if it was good or bad. And then you could, if somebody said it wasn't that funny, that joke didn't land, now you, by getting feedback, you're drawing board and make the joke better. And then when you hit the stage for the time, you know, because you worked on it, those jokes you told on here for 15 minutes, you know they work when you hit the stage. So yeah. So our post will be going out through social media, the post will be going out. Yep, the post will be. Yep, the post going out, and the post will be out, and that's what we're about here. We're about helping people. Roller Star is not just about giving any artist opportunity. We want anybody, we want to give everybody the opportunity, and with the comedians, entrepreneurs is getting opportunities to talk about business. Artists, you know, getting the opportunity to have the music play and be able to talk about it. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, like, you know, I've been able to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? This way, if you are funny, then people who are tuned in and listening will right? They will remember your name. They will remember the people who are tuned in and listening will remember your name, right? They will remember your name. And, they will remember your name. And whenever you got a show somewhere, you know, you post that you got a concert show somewhere, if you in there, they'll come see the form. Keep on the lookout for that. I think it's a good idea. So, get out of here, y'all. I'm going to say peace, one love, appreciate you. Bye-bye now.